A couple of months ago at a First Communion Mass here, I spoke with a man with whom I hadn't seen for decades. His name was and is Mr. Don Bitts. And he was my automotive mechanic instructor in high school in Williston. I took auto mech in high school for 2 years. Yes, I'm a motorhead. I've been to 11 NASCAR races, and I'm gonna go to Buggies and Blues this afternoon before my 5:30 mass tonight. You see, in the second year of the program, we got into all of the systems, and I spent my entire afternoon in my senior year in shop, and I loved it all. The sight of the mechanics, the smell of the metal and the fuel, the sound of my Nova, Chevy 350. I put a 445 lift cam in it. Is there a better sound on this side of heaven? Is there? I don't know. So in Automech 2, we overhauled differentials, brake systems, transmissions, and engines. Another engine I dug into was my mother's 1975 Chrysler New Yorker. Do you remember that boat? It had a 440 wedge head with a thermal quad carburetor. It was big, lazy, torquey, beautiful, and it was a gas guzzler. We're all whining about miles per gallon. That New Yorker was smiles per gallon. So I started to overhaul it, and I had the cylinder heads in process. I had just changed the valve guides in 9 of them, and then for some reason, we decided to magnaflux it then. And then we discovered that the cylinder heads were both cracked. So they were junk. They were boat anchors, but good boat anchors. So Mr. Bitts said, "Pat, look, I got these 383 heads. You can use them." And so, yes, the 383, completely interchangeable with the 440. They're both 906 heads. The only difference is the block height, but the engine won't know that. So I started to work on these 383 heads, grinding, starting over, grinding the valves, grinding the seats, testing the springs is easy, adjusting the rocker arms, not so easy. This is before I got to the crank, to my cam bearings, and I even wanted to cut the cylinders, so this was all ahead of me. And I was 17 years old. I was working at Pizza Hut for $3.15 an hour to pay for this. I was in football, band, and chemistry, and my mother's engine was literally in over 100 different parts. And I got anxious, and I got worried, and I started to ask Mr. Bitts all of these questions. And he said, "Pat, you're not going to understand any of the answers now. Just do what's in front of you, and I'll be by your side to guide you." He even started to anticipate my questions. And he was always there, although I never really saw him. When all was said and done, and the engine ran beautifully, it was as if I did it. But it was because Mr. Bitts was by my side. And he taught me what I needed to know when I needed to know it. So I read today's gospel, and I thought of Mr. Bitts. Because Jesus said to his disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you won't be able to bear it now. But I will send you the Spirit of truth to guide you. Mr. Bitz was like the Holy Spirit in my life, in that shop. He was like the Spirit to guide me and to teach me every step of the way. And that is what our Lord promised us in the Holy Spirit, whom he called the Paraclete. The Paraclete, which means one who is called by our side, Parakletos, one who is called by our side. Our Lord loves us and protects us and wants the Spirit always by our side, working in our lives. How does the Spirit work in our lives? The first way the Spirit's working in your life is to bring you to this Mass. Even if you're doing it out of habit, it's the Spirit of truth, our Lord called him, working in you. Because the spirit of the world does not want you here. The spirit of the world will tell you to go to Mass maybe next week, or maybe not at all. It's the spirit of the world that tells people God cannot be trusted. And he does that, the spirit of evil does that by telling people God will take from you. He will take from you. If you get too close to God, he's going to take from you. He's going to take your freedom. He's going to take your fun. He's going to take your money. The Spirit of God is working in you. And when we come to this Mass, it's the Spirit of God by our side, making all of the sacraments effective, bringing us grace and consolation. I had a wedding in Mandan yesterday. It's the Spirit of God that calls young people to marriage and then inspires them to be active members in the church. Tomorrow is going to be a great day for our diocese. Bishop Kagan will ordain 5 priests for the Diocese of Bismarck. Do you know how many priests are being ordained in the Archdiocese of New York? 0. God's grace is working in our diocese. We have people in our parish who suffer loss. They're grieving. It's the Spirit that brings comfort. We have people in our parish who are in transition. It's the Spirit that brings encouragement. When we need an idea, a solution, pray to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of truth keeps addicts sober. It brings peace to the angry. And it keeps the church alive to be the instrument of salvation until the end. I spoke about that a couple of weeks ago. I always told my students, here's what the Spirit does above all. The Spirit makes all things work together for the good of those who believe and for those who are faithful. It's the Spirit of God that makes a person grateful. The Spirit reminds us and gives us a conviction that all I have is a gift, starting with my health. You take that, I don't have anything. All that I have, all that I enjoy, it's not I who earned it. It's not I who deserved it. It's a gift, which brings us here to give thanks. Without the Spirit, we will think we did it. Remember the story of the woman trying to find a parking spot? She's almost late for her interview. Driving around. You've done it, right? There's an open spot, right? You get close to it. And there's a motorcycle there. You know what I mean? She prayed, Lord, Lord, find me a spot and I'll go to Mass for the rest of the year. It was June, so it was legit. She turned the corner, and there's a parking spot. And as she's driving to the spot, She prays, "Lord, forget it, I found one. I did it. Me, me, me." So today is the Feast of the Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity has been described as the mystery of God in Himself. The mystery of God in Himself. And one of the most profound mysteries of God in Himself is how God is always with us in ways we cannot recognize, in ways we'll never be thankful enough for. The Spirit, our guide, called to our side. And for that, we're grateful. Amen.